We believe in Ngwabe, who sees in the digital world, in Matuzio's new rover, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
It is 18 hours, time for news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Brian Munduvile dismisses claims of being a UPND project. FRA pays over 490 million kwacha to 22,000 farmers in Central Province. And in Global News, over 200 Kenyans fighting for Russia in Ukraine. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Patriotic Front PF presidential hopeful Brian Munduvile has dismissed allegations suggesting that he is a project of the ruling UPND, whose intention is to work with the ruling party and compromise the PF. Speaking this afternoon when he addressed party members at the PF secretariat in Lusaka, Mr. Munduvile said he could not be associated with the UPND, which he accused of bringing untold suffering to Zambians through the high cost of living. The PF presidential aspirant also condemned what he described as the ruling party's persecution of opposition members, including some former members of parliament who he said have been unfairly jailed. Mr. Munduvile reaffirmed his commitment to leading the PF in unity and peace, vowing to continue the legacy of the party's late founder Michael Sata and former president Edgar Lungu, who he said stood for the poor. He has since urged party members to remain steadfast and to work together in restoring the PF as a strong and united political force. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, says it has paid out over 490 million kwacha to over 22,000 farmers that supplied maize in the just-ended 2025 crop marketing season in Central Province. Speaking to journalists in an interview in Kabwe District this afternoon, FRA Provincial Marketing Coordinator Adrian Inandu says the total purchase as of yesterday stood at 192,125 metric tons, surpassing the 80,000 metric tons target for the province. Mr. Nandu has assured us that the over 97,000 farmers that supplied to FRA in the province will all be paid.
So in terms of the numbers of farmers that supply to the FRA in Central Region, the number is 97,000 97,691 farmers, and out of which 22,887 have so far been paid. All right, and the amount that has been paid to the farmer is 491 million kwacha so far. Okay, and then in terms of how much we have secured from what we bought, I think as of yesterday we stand at 93.47%.
And Kawe District Commissioner Lennox Shimwambwa says the district has had a successful 2024-2025 farming season with 36 million kwacha paid to 13,000 farmers so far. Mr. Shimwambwa has asked for patience among farmers, expressing confidence that they will all be paid before the onset of serious rains.
It's been very overwhelming. Remember, we also have grain traders. We also have millers as well who participate in the process. So as a responsible government, we could not reject or refuse needs that was coming from our citizens. So hence some of this backlog that you see, overwhelming numbers. But it's also important to note that we are also having specific studies going on. Government has had to also look for resources to pay agro dealers. Government has had to also prepare ourselves for this season as well with other logistics.
Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati has disclosed that a total of 101 communication towers have so far been constructed, while 8 remain under construction in an effort to expand the national communication infrastructure footprint. Mr. Mutati explains that the expansion drive is informed by the 2022 Communication Infrastructure Gap Analysis, which identified the need for 998 additional communication towers to ensure adequate coverage across Zambia's population. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament today, Mr. Mutati further disclosed that government has finalized the procurement of 80 communication towers whose construction will soon commence. He adds that a grant has been secured under the World Bank funded Digital Zambia Acceleration Project for the construction of 300 new communication towers nationwide, emphasizing that the initiative will significantly reduce communication black spots and strengthen digital inclusion in rural communities. Mr. Mutati expressed delight at the private sector committing 302 communication towers, of which 127 have been constructed, while 23 are under construction.
The private sector, on the other hand, has committed 302 towers, of which 127 have been constructed, while 23 are under construction. The construction of the remaining 152 has also commenced. Government remains committed to addressing connectivity challenges by prioritizing alternative power solutions. The government will continue to collaborate with the private sector players, cooperating partners, and local community to accelerate the deployment of communication infrastructure across the country.
Political historian Professor Bizek Piri has opposed the endorsement of the Mukanda and Makishi practice by traditional leaders, saying it disregards the country's diverse cultures. Traditional leaders recently endorsed standardizing the practice across Zambia, which Professor Piri argues that each of the 73 ethnic groups has its own traditions and customs. Professor Piri has told Phoenix News that one cannot impose a particular practice on all other ethnic groups, and has emphasized the need to respect and preserve unique cultural identities. He notes that at traditional ceremonies, each ethnic group showcases its own tradition without copying others, and advised against contaminating cultures with external practices.
First and foremost, what we need to appreciate is that Zambia has 73 ethnic groups, and each ethnic group has got its own traditions and customs. So you cannot impose a custom of a particular ethnic group to the whole nation, to the whole country. It doesn't work like that. That is the reason I hope it is not trying to impose what they do in that part of the country to the whole of the Zambia. It doesn't work that way.
In global news, over to